Let's talk about protecting our wealth. You know, the aging process starts as early as the age of 25. After that, you start losing 1% of your collagen supply every year. Try this at-home test to see if you have enough collagen. Pinch your skin. If it immediately bounces back, then you have enough collagen in your skin. If it doesn't bounce back or fall back immediately, then you might need a collagen supplement. Three things happened when I started taking multi-collagen. My hair shined and grew like crazy, and my nails got stronger. Multi-collagen helps rejuvenate your body from the inside out with 5 supercharged types of collagen your body needs for optimal health. Give it a try. Your health is your wealth, after all. Taste, inspect, and judge risk-free for yourself. If it doesn't live up to your expectations, you have a full 60 days to get a complete refund, no questions asked. Plus, you'll get 51% off, along with several free bonuses included at no extra cost. Just go to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com. Let's talk about your health. Have you heard of diet resistance? If you struggle to lose weight, this might be why. Our metabolism begins to decline as early as the age of 35. Not only does your body begin to betray us after that age, but stress and other lifestyle factors can multiply the pounds we pack on as well. Luckily, I'm going to give you one quick hack to help reverse this. It's helped my weight loss goals quicker than anything else I've seen. This amazing powder reduces fat storage by supporting a boost of metabolism and elevating ketone levels. Thousands across the nation take it for their own weight loss goals. Give it a try. Your health is your wealth, after all. Taste, inspect, and judge it risk-free for yourself. If it doesn't live up to your expectations, you have a full 60 days to get a complete refund. No questions asked. Just go to ketowithx22.com. That is ketowithx22.com. Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, as the world gets more and more dangerous with every passing day, it's time to make sure your family is prepared to survive food shortages ahead. That's why My Patriot Supply is going the extra mile to make their emergency food affordable as possible. How? They're taking $250 off their 3-month emergency food kit, which is the minimum your family should have. This kit provides delicious, easy to make breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, and snacks for one person for 3 solid months. Get one for each member of your family while you're able to save $250 during this timely sale, which ends soon. Remember, My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest prepared company with millions of families already protected. These 3-month food kits are in stock and ready to go. Your order ships fast and easy and arrives in an unmarked box for privacy. Go to preparewithx22.com. Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Are you? Preparewithx22.com. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Things are getting tough out there. Inflation's at 8.2% and it's just getting worse. And we know that's the manipulated number. And we're not all great with money, are we? At times like these, we need a trusted partner to look after you and make sure you'll be okay. Noble Gold is the team you want on your side. Keep your money safe and grab an incredible free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin when you open qualifying IRA account with them this month of over $20,000. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call them at 877-646-5347 to find out more information. That is 877-646-5347 or go to noblegoldinvestments.com. As always, there is always a risk of loss and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Do you hate paying taxes on the crypto gains? Me too. That's why I'm so excited about My Digital Money. They're a crypto trading platform specializing in tax advantage crypto IRAs. With a traditional crypto IRA, you could defer your taxes until you liquidate. Or with a Roth crypto IRA, you can pay taxes on your contribution and you won't have to pay capital gain taxes when you liquidate. Imagine investing in Ethereum now and predictions of it hitting $50,000 come true. That's almost $49,000 and you won't have to pay taxes on it. My Digital Money also offers individual accounts for cash trading so you can have the best of both worlds all in one platform. When it comes to your investments, you deserve a company that will respect and secure your money the same way you do. Visit MyDigitalMoney.com and receive a $50 sign-up bonus for qualified accounts. Use promo code MDM50. Terms apply. MyDigitalMoney.com. As always, there is always a risk of loss and past performance is not indicative of future results. Hi, and welcome to the X22 Report Spotlight. Today, we have a returning guest, Kash Patel. You can check out Kash's work on fightwithkash.com. Remember, he has 2 books out, The Plot Against the King, and his newest book that he released is The Plot Against the King, 2,000 Mules. And you can find all his work, once again, on fightwithkash.com. And I am very happy to have Kash back on the X22 Report Spotlight. Kash, welcome back to the Spotlight.
Hey, it's great to be back on the Spotlight. Love the program, X22, and I'm glad we are getting to such a large audience today. To sift through the midterms and what I believe the fake news disinformation campaigns have already started to do against our movement.
Well, let's start off with that. The election day is really going election week now, which is absolutely ridiculous. Yeah. But I mean, from your perspective and things that you've seen with the elections, do you feel that it's going the way it should have gone, or there was no red wave and, you know, we're all doomed?
Yeah, I've got a lot to unpack there. So I guess just jump in whenever and and let me know what direction you want to go. So I think the expectations were set, you know, by the media to be this like quote unquote red wave. And I don't even understand that necessarily. We, you know, the goal, of course, of an election is to win the majority. Mm-hmm. We've won the House. We are one seat away from the Senate. If we accomplish that, we've accomplished the goal. And what I remind people is this is an off-cycle year for Senate Republicans. What does that mean? That means this map, because the Senate is every 6 years, unlike the House, which is every 2 years, this map for the Senate was extremely favorable to Democrats. If you fast forward to 2024, that map of elections up in 2024 is extremely favorable to Republicans. And so if we are able to get to 51, which I think we will, it's going to be a big runoff in Georgia, we have more than accomplished the mission. I don't understand the narrative. Well, I do understand what they're doing. The narrative that the mainstream media wants to put out there is that Trump failed. And I just don't understand all of these people now coming out and saying it's time to move on. That's what they want. I think they are smart enough to create this, manufacture this narrative to achieve that end. But when you look at the raw wins and losses, when you win the House, that's a win.
Yeah.
I don't understand people saying otherwise. And then when you look at a lot of the candidates or a lot of places the criticism's coming from, Chris Christie, you know, for example, the guy hates Trump. And of course, he wants to move on from Trump. And when you look at the mainstream media, you know, putting Ron DeSantis on a pedestal, because it's because they don't like Ron DeSantis. They want to get off of Trump. And the mainstream media is doing the same thing, now conjuring up talks about, oh, she should delay his announcement on November 15th and focus on the midterms. And they keep going back to, well, we didn't have this quote unquote red wave because it was all Trump. No. I have a big problem with that because I literally was out there campaigning with so many candidates across this country. And what a lot of the candidates like Oz failed to do was connect on the national level, the things that Donald Trump talked about, national security, the border, narcotics, healthcare, inflation. Those are macro level topics that a guy like Donald Trump needs to be talking about. But the candidates need to connect that to the everyday kitchen table issues. And they monumentally failed in Pennsylvania to do that. The people in Pennsylvania and other races that we lost, quote unquote, go against this red wave, those races were lost because those candidates failed to campaign effectively and inform those families how their lives were going to be improved on a daily basis. That's not on Donald Trump. Trump got the machine going. Trump got the rallies going. Trump got the voter base out. Then you as a candidate need to go out there and campaign effectively. You can't just show, you know, on an election after election day say, oh, you know, we didn't have enough rallies and it's Donald Trump's fault. That's unacceptable. And I think there's a number of candidates that failed to do that across the country.
So do you think like Paul Ryan, because I saw Paul Ryan, Newt Gingrich, a lot of the fake news are out there saying, you know, Trump's time is over. It seems like it's a coordinated effort to basically split the party. I think this is what they wanted from the very beginning.
Oh, well, Paul Ryan's wanted it from before Trump was president on the first term. Paul Ryan does not like Trump. He hates him. Paul Ryan's on the board of Fox News. It's part of the reason why Fox News is not favorable or doesn't even cover Trump as well as they should or as accurately as they should. These people who run that company are so slanted against Trump that they create this, as you say, they create this narrative that they want to take out Trump. I was surprised to see Newt Gingrich come out and say Trump needs to rethink his position after the midterm election, since Newt Gingrich was so heavily involved in the Trump campaign and so heavily glorified Trump's presidency and Trump's successes. I'm not sure why that is, but you know, he's feeding into that narrative to divide our MAGA movement, which I don't think is going anywhere. I really don't. I mean, if you read CNN, you think it's dead. But if you think, here's a statistic that people keep saying it's Ron DeSantis' time. Here's a statistic that no one really is looking at. In 2020, Donald Trump received 5.1 million or 5.6 million votes in the state of Florida. In this, yesterday or 2 days ago, Ron DeSantis received 4.6 million votes in the state of Florida. How is that possible?
And I saw he put that out on a True Social. He was pointing that out. So, I mean, with Ron DeSantis, do you think there are certain powers that are trying to persuade him to split the movement, split away from Trump, split away from everything? And do you think he will actually do it?
Well, I think Ron DeSantis is going to run, no question about it. And I don't think he needs any other people telling him that. You know, Ron's a great governor. He's done a fantastic job in Florida, and he wants to be president. It's no surprise. So I think you will 1,000% see a Ron DeSantis presidential campaign take on a Donald Trump candidacy in the coming months.
That's interesting. So do you think there was a red wave, and do you think the red wave worked to our benefit?
Yeah, as I said before, I mean, look, you're talking to a guy who was our chief investigator at Russiagate, who understands what it means to be in the majority versus what it means to be in the minority. And a lot of Americans didn't realize that. The fact that we got the gavels back in the House of Representatives so we can conduct oversight investigations into, say, Hunter Biden's laptop, into, say, election integrity, into, say, the DOJ and the FBI, and go ahead and reform the intelligence community and look at matters of consequence to the American voting base is a massive win. We are going to be able to do that for the next 2 years with leaders like Jim Jordan and Matt Gaetz and all these other great guys in Congress and gals. We are going to be able to effectively control where the investigations go. That is a monumental win, because we are going to be putting out subpoenas, hopefully, like they did to us, and putting out documents on shows like yours, government documents, so the American people can see where the corruption was and how do we fix the government. That is, we are going to be able to have so much information to talk about going forward come January that, to me, that is a red wave. And if we get the Senate, which I just saw actually like live while we're talking, I'm out in my home in Nevada, and with 84% of the precincts reporting in Nevada, Adam Laxalt is up almost 2 points.
Wow.
That's the latest update. And Adam Laxalt, if he secures his victory, that's 50, and Georgia is 51. And if we are able to get the gavels back in the Senate, too, then we can have both houses running these oversight investigations. Guys like Ron Johnson and Chuck Grassley, guys who care about oversight and whistleblowers and DOJ and FBI corruption. And then we can put Fauci on blast for lying to the American public for years on everything from the origins of the China virus to the efficacy of the jab. These are conversations under oath that need to occur, and they can only occur if we have the gavels. So, you know, I think we've achieved a really good position, and these people running around out there saying that, oh, you know, it's time for Donald Trump to end, they're falling into the mainstream disinformation narrative. They don't want to run. And here's the biggest takeaway from, I think, from Tuesday night, or, you know, like as you said, it's no longer election night, it's election month or whatever. I think the biggest win for us outside of capturing both houses is basically Biden confirming that he's going to launch a 2024 presidential campaign. There is no person we would rather run against than Joe Biden. Nobody's talking about that. The guy all but said he's going to run, and that is a huge victory. Let's also talk about who was retired. Nancy Pelosi will no longer be the Speaker of the House. Right. How do conservatives and Republicans not see that as a monumental victory? Well, and we're on the verge of putting Chuck Schumer out to pasture. That in and of itself would be a massive singular victory. So I have a different position than most of the mainstream media is reporting. And they'll say, oh, you're biased, your position on Trump and this and that. And I was like, you can say that all you want, but I've been the guy that has basically told you like it is on national security, defense, law enforcement. And I've been the guy that has these conversations on a regular basis. And honestly, with President Trump, I'm not the yes man. If he had failed, or if we came up short, I'd go in there and tell him. What I will say to him and others is we put out some poor candidates. Mehmet Oz was not the best candidate to run for the Senate in Pennsylvania. We also didn't deliver on the kitchen table messaging issues in the state of Pennsylvania, but that's not on Donald Trump. That's on every single House candidate in Pennsylvania that got crushed. And look at the effects of the actual red wave. I'm going to go back to the state I grew up in, New York. And my friend Lee Zeldin and Elise Stefanik. Lee brought New York to within less than 5 points of a GOP victory. I know that 5 points is a big spread, but it's New York. Yeah. New York hasn't voted Republican on that type of ticket in decades. Lee Zeldin received more votes as a Republican since any human being running for that office since Nelson Rockefeller. That's a monumental victory, but here's the win that nobody's talking about. We flipped four House seats in the state of New York. including Rep Maloney, the guy who is the chair of the DCCC, the guy who is in charge of raising and spending money on Democrats. It's one of the most powerful positions in the Democratic Party. He just lost his seat. And that's because Lee Zeldin was able to connect at the kitchen table level, and Elise Stefanik was able to connect, and New Yorkers saw not just the surge in crime and the importance of national security, but they saw and they were able to translate for them how these matters hit them every day and how they can improve them. That is how you run effective campaigns. Even though those guys lost, look at the quote unquote red wave that they drove through New York to help us secure four seats we had no business winning.
And that is not the only place. There's other states that we see the same thing happening where, you know, there were endorsements of some big names and it trickled down to the lower level. And these people are flipping the seats. And we're seeing that in a lot of states, which I think is a huge positive, because sometimes, I mean, when I look at it and I look at it, a game of chess, sometimes you have to sacrifice a pawn. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Things are getting tough out there. Inflation's at 8.2% and it's just getting worse. And we know that's the manipulated number. And we're not all great with money, are we? At times like these, we need a trusted partner to look after you and make sure you'll be okay. Noble Gold is the team you want on your side. Keep your money safe and grab an incredible free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin when you open qualifying IRA account with them this month of over $20,000. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call them at 877-646-5347 to find out more information. That is 877-646-5347 or go to noblegoldinvestments.com. As always, there is always a risk of loss and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Do you hate paying taxes on the crypto gains? Me too. That's why I'm so excited about My Digital Money. They're a crypto trading platform specializing in tax advantage crypto IRAs. With a traditional crypto IRA, you could defer your taxes until you liquidate. Or with a Roth crypto IRA, you can pay taxes on your contribution and you won't have to pay capital gain taxes when you liquidate. Imagine investing in Ethereum now and predictions of it hitting 50,000 come true. That's almost $49,000 and you won't have to pay taxes on it. My Digital Money also offers individual accounts for cash trading so you can have the best of both worlds all in one platform. When it comes to your investments, you deserve a company that will respect and secure your money the same way you do. Visit MyDigitalMoney.com and receive a $50 sign-up bonus for qualified accounts. Use promo code MDM50. Terms apply. MyDigitalMoney.com. As always, there's always a risk of loss and past performance is not indicative of future results. To get other things going or other people into position. And I think that's exactly what I think that's what happened here. I think a lot of people are in a certain position. And I think this is all about getting the House and the Senate. And I think this is where everything is moving. And I think it was actually a great strategy if you really look at it.
Look, I do too. And I think, you know, and as we're talking, I love that we're doing this in this fashion. You know, Abe Hamada, who is going to win the attorney general position in the state of Arizona. I don't think people realize the importance of winning the state AG race as he's going to do. That individual is going to be a champion for America First values. And he's going to go in there and do what? Fix the election integrity system that is sorely lacking in the state of Arizona. I mean, look at what happened. Arizona has a population of what? 4 million people. Let's be generous, right? Florida has a population of 15 million people. How is it that they can count all their votes in one day and the Democrats aren't over there screaming, you guys don't know how to count or the machines were broken or we ran out of ink like they're doing in Arizona? How is it that they can do that and Arizona can't? It's because you have a crooked system in Arizona where you have the gubernatorial candidate, Katie Hobbs, is in charge of the election vote counting itself. I mean, talk about a conflict of interest. And I can't wait for a guy like Abe Hamada to get in there and fix that entire system and investigate all of these issues that we're having in places like Maricopa County and elsewhere, where they're literally saying the machine's broken, they ran out of ink. I mean, we're not making this up. That's literally what they're saying. So I think there's great individuals like Abe that are going to come in and fix some of these issues. But to point to other states outside of New York, I think Arizona, I still think Carrie Lake's going to win out there.
Yeah, so do I.
And that's going to be a good day for us.
It reminds me of the primaries when they tried to extend the period of time with Carrie Lake and they tried to put it off and eventually they had to give in. It seems like they're using the same strategy. They were hoping that Carrie Lake would concede early on saying, oh, all right, I don't have a chance whatsoever. But as time goes on, it looks like a lot of people didn't mail in their ballots And I think there's something like 380,000 ballots that people are going to hand deliver, or they were hand delivered and they're counting those. And I think Carrie Lake said probably 60-80% of those ballots are for me. So,
yeah.
I mean, I could see their strategy, and I don't think it's working. I think she's a strong, she's going to be a strong governor, a strong person, and she's going to pull this off. And I think Arizona is going to change, you know, almost everything.
I think you're right. And I think what they wanted to do was achieve, you know, the one thing they're good at is putting these disinformation campaigns out there.
Yeah.
And what they were able to do is grab the headlines and suffocate Election Day, right? Mm-hmm. As we've been talking about, it's election month. Now the headlines have been for the last 5 days, how Donald Trump failed and how there was no quote unquote red wave. And we've been talking about why the opposite is true based on the actual facts on the ground and the results and what we're going to focus on going forward after winning both houses. I mean, that is critical. Listen, I'm in Nevada. I live here. This is where I'm coming at you live right now. Nevada was an entirely blue state. Mm-hmm. Lombardo just destroyed Sisolak to be the next governor of the state of Nevada. Now, they still haven't called that race, but that is astounding. Adam Laxalt, as I said, is up 2 points on Catherine Cortez Masto's, the Democratic incumbent. This was a blue state. And if we can turn, and I've said it before, winning back the West is Arizona and Nevada, and we take both those states back to red, that is a monumental victory to have two states who basically will effectively decide the next presidential election come back to the GOP. How is that not a red wave?
It sounds like it to me. Now, I mean, that's the way I see it. Now, Trump said he has an announcement on November 15th. Do you think this announcement is that he's going to be running in the 2024 election?
Yeah, you know, I do. And I'll probably be back down in Mar-a-Lago for it. And I think that, you know, he was pretty open and upfront about it. And Ohio, I was with him in his last rally Monday night before the midterms. And he said he's going to make his decision and his announcement public. And I think that speaks for itself.
I'm hoping that, we have the House and we're going to get hopefully the Senate, which I do believe we're going to get. Now, you talked about investigations and looking into the crimes of probably Biden, what happened on January 6th, the pandemic. I mean, there's a whole slew of things they have to look at. Mm-hmm. Do you think with the subpoenas and their investigations, do you think there'll be any criminal charges? Can these investigations go into criminal charges against these people? What would happen to these people? I think people are wondering, like, okay, we have the investigations. What happens next?
Yeah, no, it's a great question. And it shows you the separation of powers between the executive and legislative branches of government. And so we don't have the DOJ and the FBI. I do believe Hunter Biden will end up being charged, but I also believe that they will roll it into some amazing sweetheart plea deal where he's charged with a de minimis crime and then his dad ends up pardoning him. What we can do with oversight, and this is what happened when when I ran Russiagate, is you can expose the corruption and the criminality through the legislative oversight process at the committees of Congress. And then what you have to do is you have to educate the American public that it happened like we did during Russiagate. And then you can force the executive branch, that is the DOJ and FBI, to investigate and prosecute these crimes. But the only way you can force that, and this is the only, look, I'm a former federal prosecutor, used to work at DOJ. The only way these people listen is if you embarrass them in public. That is the only way folks like Merrick Garland and Chris Wray are going to respond to anything. But the key difference between the last 2 years and the next 2 years is you as Congress are going to have subpoena power over these individuals, their documents. And here's the most important kicker. The Republican Party is going to control the money. The only thing these government gangsters care about is the expansion of their bloated bureaucracy and their never ending paydays to keep their political prosecutions and investigations going. And what Congress has the power to do, and we did it during Russiagate, is you can do this maneuver called put up a fence. Now, I'm not saying take all their money because you need these in places to run. I mean, they need massive overhaul, but that's a separate conversation. But what you can do is put up a fence around portions of their money. And you say, until you tell us why you are going after FBI whistleblowers who are reporting honestly that you are lying to Congress and falsely labeling people domestic violent terrorism because they believe in America First or are supporters of Donald Trump and things like that, we will not give you this X amount of millions until you turn over every document, And you send Chris Ray to the Hill, and he testifies for as long as it's necessary, and he doesn't have an excuse that he's going to hop on his government-funded private jet so he can go hide away in a mountain escape in upstate New York. These are the things that have serious, significant power that we have once we get the gavels back. So when you run those types of investigations with those kinds of authoritative maneuvering, you will see results. It will take a little longer to see any results on the prosecution front, but you can also set the landscape right over the next 2 years to say all of these people should be prosecuted. And we'll do that once we win in 2024 and take back the AG slot and put in an FBI director who isn't the biggest government gangster in US history, who gives James Comey a run for his money. Those are things we can educate the public on, but it takes a massive, massive amount of reporting to do so. We did it. It took us, what, 2, 3, 4 years to educate the world on Russiagate because of the disinformation campaign we faced. We're going to face that just again. Wait till they rev up the investigations into Hunter Biden's laptop and the pay for play schemes overseas. Just wait.
But with all this information, just like with the Russiagate information, everyone knows that it's fake now. And through Durham, they can see that this whole thing was made up. They're going to see the evidence with Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, and the rest. And the people are going to start to learn the truth. And I think this is probably a great way to introduce people into what I think everyone knows, but they haven't seen the documents and the proof yet because the fake news has been covering it up. They don't want to report on it. The FBI, you know, told us that Hunter Biden's laptop was Russian disinformation. I think this is another phase of dripping this information out and getting the everyday person on board and making them understand that, yes, these people committed crimes.
And listen, you just said it better than I have been trying to say it for forever. The American public, the one thing that they cannot stand is a two-tier system of justice, which is what we're seeing on full display here. Take Russiagate, take Jan 6th, take whatever you want to think about Mar-a-Lago, insert election integrity, the January 2020 election, this past midterm, whatever you want to do. And they expect... That is, the American public expects there to be a uniform system of justice. We have done a good job showing the American people that there is no longer a singular format of justice. There is a two-tier system of justice. Now we have to come in behind that with the investigations in Congress on Hunter Biden's laptop, on Fauci, on the border, at DOJ, at FBI, and come in and show them with these whistleblowers who are coming out in droves and show the government's own documents that exemplify their corruption. That's the method that has to happen. Not summaries, not briefings, not hearings where someone reads a lengthy book into the record, but give the American public the documents like we did in Russiagate. Give them the Nunes memo. Give them the FBI 302s. Give them the DOJ memorandums. Give them everything. And you know who has the power to get that? Congress, because they have the control of the purse and they have the control of subpoena authority over these institutions. And our leaders in Congress cannot waver this time. They cannot just lilt and say, oh, okay, we sent you a subpoena. Please give us the stuff when you get a chance. No, give it to us tomorrow. And until you do, we are not giving you your money. And I promise you, these agencies will respond with great haste. I've seen it happen personally. That was our move during Russiagate, and it's what caused the dam to break so we could expose the corruption of the Hillary Clinton, the FBI, the DOJ, and so much more.
How does Durham play into all of this? Because we had two trials. He put the FBI on trial. Everyone sees that the FBI is the muscle. I mean, is he finished? Or do you think there's more coming?
I don't think he's finished. My concern is the only person that can stop John Durham from continuing to investigate and prosecute is Merrick Garland. He is the only person that John Durham reports to. Now, we knew that John Durham was not going to put out anything during and in and around the midterm cycle. So I don't think there's anything coming before the end of the year. But I was speaking to Devin Nunes, my friend and former boss, about this stuff. And he has said publicly he doesn't believe John Durham's done. But what John Durham has done effectively is what you and I have been talking about, putting out the government's own documents and putting the government on blast for their two-tier system of justice, for their corruption at the FBI through the prosecutions of Sussman and Danchenko. Now, of course, we had jury pools who were never going to convict these two individuals, but the advantage of having a federal prosecutor file federal pleadings to a federal judge, which is effectively saying, I'm telling the world this under oath, shows you the power of documents that once we produce them, that we can educate the world on them. And I think Durham started a massive onslaught of document production through his prosecutions. And I hope that he's going to bring a couple more, but Congress must join him in his efforts or continue them should Durham cease and say, this is where we need to go in fixing the DOJ and FBI. And by the way, these are more levels of corruption that I was not able to prosecute as a prosecutor because I couldn't find enough evidence. But you, as Congress, can go get these documents and can conduct constitutional oversight and give them to the American people. Remember, accountability doesn't, it comes in a pure form, in the form of an indictment and prosecution. But as the guy that ran Russiagate and got 17 DOJ and FBI people fired or retired early, that as a is a great form of accountability. We got rid of people who were destroying our government and breaking the law. We didn't get them prosecuted, all of them, but we were able to effectively end their careers and end the corruption partially that they were responsible for. And this Congress can do the same thing.
Now, you mentioned before that Merrick Garland, he's the only person that could stop Durham. But isn't Durham a special counsel? Wouldn't that look like it's obstruction or he's interfering in his investigation?
Well, you nailed it. And that's the whole purpose of a special counsel. A special counsel exists because on the rare instance, the Department of Justice is saying writ large, we, the DOJ, have a conflict of interest or do not have an impartial ability to adjudicate, to prosecute and investigate this set of crimes. And so I think it's the irony of all ironies to have the sitting AG, who was the person, who is the person responsible for heading DOJ, to come in and say, well, okay, but I'll still police you. And that was one of the fixes that I've been talking about with so many people when it comes to special counsels. There needs to be a massive fix in who the special counsel reports to. Now, we also have to be careful. There's been rumors that Merrick Garland is going to install special counsels in the next year or two to investigate all things, surprise, surprise, Trump.
Yeah, well.
And then the roles will be reversed and we'll have a special counsel, should Trump win in 2024, reports to a Trump-appointed AG. And we have to remember that they, the Democrats, have written the playbook and taken the rules to the max, whether it's the Unselect Committee of January 6th and their abuse of subpoena power and authority, or whether it's the DOJ's abuse and unilateral creation of a two-tier system of justice. We have to be just as hard and focused when we take back the gavels, which we're doing, on those oversight investigations. We have to be just as hard and focused when we finally get back the executive branch. And people keep thinking that it's a quick near-term fix, and it's not. I had said before the midterms, I said, if you think we are working hard just to win back the midterms and get back the houses, the real work starts when the midterms are over and we start bringing up these constitutional oversight investigations at DOJ, FBI, CIA, DO, you know, we haven't even talked about the corruption at DOD, for instance, right? Yeah. These are such massive levels of work that need to be conducted, and they can only be done if you win the House and the Senate. And going back to the top of the conversation, which it looks like we're going to do, that's a red wave.
Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, I saw something that the January 6th, Trump calls it the Unselect Committee, they have enough evidence to push, you know, criminal charges against him. Are you worried about them trying to indict Trump?
The January 6th committee or DOJ? Sorry.
I think it was January 6th. They were going to push it up to the DOJ, saying that they have enough evidence right now.
Oh, I see what you're saying. So that's what they want.
Yeah.
And that's why they were so hasty to try to get their reports out and get all their false information public. You know, Liz Cheney, Kinzinger. I mean, just look at the people. Let's step back for a second. Mm-hmm. Look at the people who ran the Unselect Committee of January 6th and checked their credibility. Adam Schiff, Swalwell, Cheney, Kinzinger, just to name a few. These are the faces of this committee. Now, can Americans go out there and definitively say that these people have never lied to them while they were serving as members of Congress? They cannot. Adam Schiff and Swalwell are the biggest liars in congressional history.
Yep.
Liz Cheney and Kinzinger helped put out the biggest disinformation campaign when it came to January 6th, because she knows that her father, who is the vice president, knows how the National Guard chain of command system works, which I got subpoenaed to go out and testify about. And when I gave them the truth, they didn't want anything to do with it. And then Fox News had Liz Cheney on to twist the language of the truth, which is Donald Trump authorized days before 20,000 National Guardsmen and women to go and assist the events at the Capitol. But the other part of the law, which requires a request from the governor of the local authority, i.e. DC is the mayor, and Nancy Pelosi is the head of the Capitol Police. They told us, the DOD, in writing, no, we do not want your National Guard. So there was no lawful way for us to deploy the National Guard. These are the people that wanted to lie to the American public just so they could advance a false narrative to get Trump. And so I think these are the people that are going to be submitting these referrals you're talking about to DOJ and FBI. But I think since it's these people who have failed monumentally in collecting the actual facts, that this DOJ, even this DOJ, would have to manufacture it out of whole cloth to prosecute Donald Trump for anything related to January 6th. I think we have put that conversation to bed because we had went to work on putting out the truth about Donald Trump's activities and the responses by the irresponsible people at the House, Nancy Pelosi and Mayor Bowser in D.C. and so many others. And we have defeated the narrative that Donald Trump was somehow inciting insurrection or using the military to perform a coup. I don't know how that's logically possible when Donald Trump ordered the Department of Defense, us, me as chief of staff, as DOD there, to transition to the Biden presidency. Both things can't be true. I could not have conducted the largest transition in presidential history for Department of Defense if Donald Trump was sitting in the office saying, I'm going to hijack the military and perform a coup.
Right.
They just can't be true. So these are facts we have mercilessly put out there. And thanks to programs like yours, people have learned how and what we actually did. And so I think we've defeated Jan 6th, but they'll go on to their next iteration of Get Trump. And, you know, who knows what the next one will be.
Do you think since we're taking back the House and we're going to have a new speaker, do you think we'll see the 14,000 hours of videotape of what happened on January 6th? Because that would explain a lot, wouldn't it?
You bring up a great point. And maybe one of the first subpoenas, I'm not saying it should be the very first, but maybe one of the first subpoenas should be, hey, DOJ, give us the 14,000 hours of videotape or we'll take your money. Just thinking. And not just that. What about the questions that remain unanswered about January 6th? Ray Epps.
Yeah.
Why was he on the FBI's most wanted list on one day and the next morning he disappeared? Why did the head of the counterterrorism division at the FBI testify to the United States Senate that she was unable to confirm whether or not Ray Epps was a government informant? The only way that an individual comes off the FBI's most wanted list is if they die or if they are an undercover asset. And this lady, Jill Sandberg, who testified before the Senate, not saying she didn't know, not saying she couldn't tell you, she's basically saying she does not have the authority to say, yes, he was, because that would have proven the FBI's cover up conduct and participation in January 6th. That needs to be a full-fledged separate investigation on its own. Did the FBI, like they use false assets, Christopher Steele, Danchenko, that we learned about in Russiagate, did they perform the same charade like they did with Whitmer in Michigan by using undercover agents and or confidential human sources to push forward a political narrative and prosecution where one did not exist? That investigation has to start on day one. And once we find out that Ray Epps is a government informant and on the government payroll and find out how much money he got paid, then we need to find out, while looking at the 14,000 hours of videotape, who at the FBI was directing this? Because these things, January 6th and these events don't happen overnight. It takes months and months and months. As a former federal prosecutor, I know what it takes to run an undercover asset. It takes months and months, if not years, to develop credibility, to put out a plan, and then to hit go. So it's not like they said, oh, here, let's drop off six guys at the Capitol on January 6th and you guys egg on these Trump supporters. No, no, no. They put them in the pipeline months and months and months before, and they have withheld that information from the American public. And we have not seen it come out in the trial so far to date regarding January 6th defendants.
Now, you don't think he's the only one, right? I mean, we've seen videotape.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No, I think there's a bunch. And I think those subpoenas need to go out immediately to the FBI and say, we want a list of every single agent, undercover agent, and every single confidential human source. And here's what's going to happen. Mark my word. They did it to us during Russiagate. When I figured out what Christopher Steele was doing and that he was being paid by the Hillary Clinton campaign and Fusion GPS, and we wanted to put him on blast for it. You heard the mainstream media led by Adam Schiff and Swalwell. No, 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 nothing to see here. You cannot talk about these confidential human sources. You're going to kill people. You're going to destroy foreign relationships. You're going to level the United States' ability to conduct law enforcement investigations. No, the only thing we did was expose their corruption. They're going to run the same epithet again, and we can't let them. No one's going to die. You can reveal this information in a smart way like we did, so you can have accountability to these institutions that we must achieve in these next 2 years.
Yeah, I think we're going to see a lot of things change, especially when we have the House and the Senate, like you said. And I think we're going to see a direction of positivity of going after these people. And I think the American people are going to want accountability for all the lies and everything that they've done, deceived the American people, committed crimes against the Constitution and the American people. I think once this information comes out, it's going to be very difficult for them to continually push the narrative that they knew nothing about it or they're not responsible for it. And I think this is going to be their downfall because they're just lying. It's almost like Biden coming out saying there's no inflation, the fuel costs are coming down. Nobody's believing anything that he's saying. And him defending all these different charges and the documents and everything else, I don't think the people of this country are going to believe him.
I agree with you. Yeah. It's our job to make sure they're educated properly because not everyone knows this yet. So many people don't. It's why we came up, it's why we came up short in a few races across the country because the candidates, again, did not do a good job messaging on this abuse and corruption and on the daily solutions for their constituencies. And so we have to put on a monumental campaign of our own, to borrow from the political phraseology, over the next 2 years to push out and show the American people and the world how much corruption exists at the FBI and DOJ, at DOD, in the intelligence community, with COVID and with the response to everything China virus, and how we are allowing government gangsters to continue to corrupt our system for personal political gain. That is happening in modern day America, and that is the thing that we need to shut down. And the only way you end corruption is by putting it on full blast for the world to see.
I agree with that. Hey, Cash, thank you very much for being on the X22 Report Spotlight. I understand that you have a new, a book coming out?
Well, so a couple of things. Yeah, it's been great to be with you. So I'm going to formally announce today our Plot Against the King holiday package for the first time ever. So the two books, Plot Against the King and Plot Against the King 2000 Mules, all available at plotagainsttheking.com, plotagainsttheking.com. We thought it would be cool to package it up in a very Christmas-friendly way, give you a big discount, and include not only a Christmas ornament, but a bright green mug that says Communism Tears. Uh-huh. So that's our Plot Against the King package. If you don't know what I'm talking about, Plot Against the King is the best-selling children's book that I wrote and Donald Trump put out about Russiagate. If you don't know, go read it. Go get it for your kids. Go get it for young adults. Adults and themselves love it because it simplifies Russiagate. And we had so much success with it that we wrote a sequel, and I collaborated with Dinesh D'Souza and wrote Plot Against the King 2000 Mules. And if it were ever germane to the conversations we're having today about election integrity and the midterms, that's what we talk about in Plot Against the King 2000 Mules. And of course, we make fun of watermelon head Adam Schiff. There may or may not be a dog peeing on his foot and a pile of poo. But we can have fun with these things. But I dared America to say, why can't we teach our children about history, Russiagate, about election integrity, constitutional republic in a fun way? And Donald Trump agreed and launched these books to great success. And Google, of course, banned the entire ad campaign, but our Plot Against the King holiday package is available, and for announcing it for the first time ever on X22, go to plotagainsttheking.com. And then I'll come back and talk another day about my adult book, Government Gangsters, which is available for pre-order on Amazon right now, but it won't be out for another 3-4 months, but the manuscript's done, where I'm going to call out every single government gangster and highlight the levels of corruption and how we fix this government.
Oh, wow. That's really good. I mean, I'll put all the links at the bottom of the video to make it a lot easier for people to go right over. Cash, once again, thank you very much for being on the Spotlight. I really appreciate it.
Hey, thanks so much. Have a great day.
You too. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. You know, the aging process starts as early as the age of 25. After that, you start losing 1% of your collagen supply every year. Try this at-home test to see if you have enough collagen. Pinch your skin. If it immediately bounces back, then you have enough collagen in your skin. If it doesn't bounce back or fall back immediately, then you might need a collagen supplement. Three things happened when I started taking multi-collagen. My hair shined and grew like crazy, and my nails got stronger. Multi-collagen helps rejuvenate your body from the inside out with 5 supercharged types of collagen your body needs for optimal health. Give it a try. Your health is your wealth, after all. salt. Taste, inspect, and judge risk-free for yourself. If it doesn't live up to your expectations, you have a full 60 days to get a complete refund, no questions asked. Plus, you'll get 51% off, along with several free bonuses included at no extra cost. Just go to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com. Let's talk about your health. Have you heard of diet resistance? If you struggle to lose weight, this might be why. Our metabolism begins to decline as early as the age of 35. Not only does your body begin to betray us after that age, but stress and other lifestyle factors can multiply the pounds we pack on as well. Luckily, I'm going to give you one quick hack to help reverse this. It's helped my weight loss goals quicker than anything else I've seen. This amazing powder reduces fat storage by supporting a boost of metabolism and elevating ketone levels. Thousands across the nation take it for their own weight loss goals. Give it a try. Your health is your wealth, after all. Taste, inspect, and judge it risk-free for yourself. If it doesn't live up to your expectations, you have a full 60 days to get a complete refund. No questions asked. Just go to ketowithx22.com. That is ketowithx22.com. Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, as the world gets more and more dangerous with every passing day, it's time to make sure your family is prepared to survive food shortages ahead. That's why My Patriot Supply is going the extra mile to make their emergency food affordable as possible. How? They're taking $250 off their three-month emergency food kit, which is the minimum your family should have. This kit provides delicious, easy-to-make breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, and snacks for one person for three solid months. Get one for each member of your family while you're able to save $250 during this timely sale, which ends soon. Remember, My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest prepared company with millions of families already protected. These three-month food kits are in stock and ready to go. Your order ships fast and easy and arrives in an unmarked box for privacy. Go to preparewithx22.com. Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Are you? Preparewithx22.com. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Things are getting tough out there. Inflation's at 8.2% and it's just getting worse. And we know that's the manipulated number. And we're not all great with money, are we? At times like these, we need a trusted partner to look after you and make sure you'll be okay. Noble Gold is the team you want on your side. Keep your money safe and grab an incredible free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin when you open qualifying IRA account with them this month of over $20,000. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call them at 877-646-5347 to find out more information. That is 877-646-5347 or go to noblegoldinvestments.com. As always, there is always a risk of loss and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Do you hate paying taxes on the crypto gains? Me too. That's why I'm so excited about My Digital Money. They're a crypto trading platform specializing in tax advantage crypto IRAs. With a traditional crypto IRA, you could defer your taxes until you liquidate. Or with a Roth crypto IRA, you can pay taxes on your contribution and you won't have to pay capital gain taxes when you liquidate. Imagine investing in Ethereum now and predictions of it hitting 50,000 come true. That's almost $49,000 and you won't have to pay taxes on it. My Digital Money also offers individual accounts for cash trading so you can have the best of both worlds all in one platform. When it comes to your investments, you deserve a company that will respect and secure your money the same way you do. Visit mydigitalmoney.com and receive a $50 sign up bonus for qualified accounts. Use promo code MDM50. Terms apply. mydigitalmoney.com. As always, there's always a risk of loss and past performance is not indicative of future results.